4.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Thank you. Our first item tonight, or you still have more to go?
Oh, yeah. I'm
Just getting started. Okay.
I got to move from
all right
file to file. Move to your first item.
First item. You know, I'm working off an old agenda. I assume our first item is going to be number 17-08A, reconsideration of appeal. I need clarification. Since it isn't a public hearing, this is a reconsideration. Are we allowing public input from?
Do you want to do the minutes that's on your agenda first?
Sure, yeah. Approval for the minutes from January of 2018?
No.
Motion to approve or any modifications?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Moving on to the reconsideration request for number 1708A, my question, are we going to allow public input since it's not a public hearing on this reconsideration? Or are we only listening?
We haven't advertised for public hearing.
Okay, so we're just going to listen whether or not there will be a public hearing.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Is the applicant here for the reconsideration for appeal? Are you going to go through the outline of what they're requesting?
I didn't see the applicant, so you might postpone it towards
the applicant not here for Brian and Jessica Cox?
Oh, sorry. Didn't see you.
No worries.
You want to come on up?
Sure.
Brian? Case 17-08A. This was the Cox Vacation Rental. Just to remind you where the property is, it's 109 North Tuscany. This was our information, address, and assessor's information. Applicant had represented the 2x6 walls, the buffer. And what he's to do tonight is to provide any information to have a rehearing. So I should probably turn the floor over to him to present that information.
So two main points that I wanted to get on the record of this proceeding was that the previous meeting, one of the people opposed had a story up here alleging mistreatments and threats to a neighbor pet supported by a document that we hadn't had a chance to see before the meeting. I know it's not really relevant to that other than speaks to my character. And we went and spoke to the neighbor that allegedly made the threats. And during I spoke to her, and she basically filled out a letter that I was not the person that they were speaking of. And so I don't know if y'all get that or if you need to see that or not, but I took offense to somebody defaming my character without ever having any chance to respond to it. So, but I did go get a letter from them, and she spoke to it, signed it, and said, you know, this was not this guy that owned this house that said this. So I just kind of wanted to get that out there. The second reason would be my understanding that we were denied our permit based on incompatibility due to a neighbor's health. And doing some research and going back, I saw that has been brought up before with the PNZ on July 10th. A letter from an adjoining villa owner about medical issues was submitted to the Tanning County Planning and Zoning. And it was also read to them on permit 1720. And then on July 24th at the following meeting at the Planning and Zoning Commission, The shared common wall neighbor's health issue was no basis denying an application for a compatibility issue. 122 Fieldstone was approved unanimously. That's permit number 1720. The issue of compatibility due to an alleged medical condition is a non-issue. I consulted with my lawyer, and we could see no legal basis off of that as being a reason to deny a nightly rental. And the only other thing that I had on this form that's been submitted a couple times on all the ones that have been approved, there's actually two additional ones that have been approved, but they've since sold the house. So they weren't highlighted on this. So there's been 26 in the neighborhood. If my math's right, but there's definitely two more than what was on this form that was presented at that meeting as well. I think that's pretty much it. I have a copy of the letter from the July 10th Planning and Zoning Commission that was opposed to it due to a health issue, if y'all need to see it as well. And
I think I did you guys all get that? I sent that, okay.
I don't have a whole lot because we're just kind of going along why we were denied and giving you the reasons on why it should be reheard.
Anyone have any questions for Mr. Cox?
No.
Would anyone like to make a motion to approve a reconsideration for appeal?
That motion.
You'll make that motion?
Rehear it?
Yes. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And I'm going to abstain on this one. Okay. But it does pass so your appeal was, you will have a chance to have a rehearing.
Okay.
Thank you. Next public hearing is case number 18-01V, a proposed front back variance at 1005 Bird Road.
Between now and that public hearing, we'll get together.
Okay.
Case number 1801V. Front setback variance. The representative here tonight. Okay, come on up if you want to. Of course, this location's on Bird Road. It's right here on the corner. Does everybody know where we're at? This is our Walmart Supercenter, the Branson Parkway. Sits right on the curb. His parcel's right there. Subject property is located at, that should be 1005 Bird Road, Branson, Missouri. Property is approximately 131 by 265 in size. It's 0.8 acres. Per the assessor's information, there's a residence built in 1984, a garage built in 1990, currently on the property. The applicant, Richard Baldick, is requesting a front setback variance of 16 feet rather than the required 25-foot setback per the Taney County Development Guidance Code Table 1. The applicant has applied to place a 23 by 24 carport in the front part of the driveway to the east of the existing garage that's currently paved as a parking area. We'll zoom in here, and I got some pictures also.
I have some better pictures if you'd like them.
Yeah, if you want to hand them up and then pass them.
The light-colored roof is the existing garage, and the outline with the handsome pin is where we're talking about putting a roof over that parking area. It's already a paved parking area.
And here's some photographs I took of that parking area. Which that measurement comes pretty much right out to that retaining wall. Is that correct, Richard?
Yes,
that's what I had measured. Yeah.
Would be the east side of it.
I'm standing on the edge of the road. And then just give you an idea of each property to get a feel for how it lays. Mm-hmm. And I stood behind. Of course, here's your governing statutes for variance, the same ones that I read. Staff recommendations for variance case number 1801B would be 1, approval of a front setback variance of 16 feet for a 23 by 24 carport. Two, a Division I permit for the new building will be required. Three, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And four would be the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Deeds Office within 120 days, their approval shall expire. And that's what I've got.
Okay. Did you have any additional comments you wanted to share with us?
No, it sounds like that pretty well covers it.
Does anyone have any questions? Do we have a motion to approve the setback variance?
I'll make that motion to approve it. I don't see any reason not to. There's no...
Do you have anybody from the public? This is part of the public hearing on it, so...
That wants to talk.
Yeah. Did we ask?
Is there any comments for or against? I didn't see a sign-up sheet for this one.
Okay.
None?
Anyway, the motion just made to approve it just because there's no... causing any visual disturbances. He's got both driveways there to pull out of.
I don't see
any reason not to. So I'll make the motion to approve it as it's presented to us.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, approved.
Okay, we'll get your decision of record written up and mailed to you. And
I was going
to
say, will you send me?
Oh, yeah, we'll send it to you. And then come in the office, be notarized.
All right.
Next public hearing is number 18-03V, a variance request for Shepherd of the Hills Development, LLC. Is the applicant here?
Jeff Johnson with Shepherd of the Hills, and we're requesting a setback variance down near Inspiration Tower in order to put a, I guess you'd call it a ride. It's something, it's called a ropes course. It'll be a little closer to the highway. We're trying to get it with a little bit of egress being easier coming out of our tower. As people will check into the tower, they can walk directly through kind of a sidewalked area without having to go through any of the parking lot area. It also is relatively flat as that property lies. We're about 15 foot or so above the 76 highway at that point. So there's a huge road grade change that would be really, really hard for it to be in any way difficult for the highway department or whatever to be within that 50 foot setback.
Okay. Scott, what do we have?
Here's our aerial of all the property. Kind of zoom in. This is the tower right here. Of course, to our left side, Stone County. This is the area that Jeff's talking about being right in front. Give you another just view of the angle there. Of course, the location of the property is 5586 West State Highway 76. Property is approximately 135 acres in size. And he's given you his reason or his request for the 10-foot setback variance rather than the required 50-foot. Due to the slope of the property and the location. Of course, there's our governing statute for variances and appeals. Staff recommendations, if Taney County Board of Adjustment approves this variance case 1803, one, approval of front setback variance of 10 feet. Two, a Division II permit for all applicable structures will be required. Three, compliance with all the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And, of course, four, the recording of the decision of record within 120 days.
Benita, has anyone signed up to speak before, for, or against this? Is anyone here to speak for or against this? Who's the property owner in Stone County on that side?
We are.
You are? Okay.
Yeah. We are bordered to the south by 76 Highway.
Okay.
And to the west.
Sorry. So the variance is the highway, the setback is not against a neighbor's, it's against
correct.
The
highway? Correct. It's just against the highway. And again, it's 15 foot below the road, or the road is 15 foot or so below the area we're talking about. And frankly, our tower is probably not much more than 50 foot off of the road. As the crow flies, anyway, it...
The type of ride you're putting in, there's no chance somebody can go spilling out, fly onto the highway, anything
like that? No, that's the safest of these types of rides that in the country. They're harnessed in completely from